I cross the street and I just stepped up onto the curb, and there's this guy standing there, and he's pointing across the street and he says, "Hamburgers, potatoes, and meatballs."
He said that to you?
No, he was talking to himself.
Maybe he had an invisible friend.
He was a big guy, and when I walked around him, I saw he was talking to this little guy. I mean, a guy that's maybe 3 feet high.
3 feet? Come on.
Well, okay, maybe four.
That's almost invisible.
Anyway, the little guy is waving a big cigar, and he looks up at me, and he says, "Hey, you!" And so I stop, and the little guy says, "Did you just come out of there?"
Out of where?
That's what I said, out of where. And he says, "That joint over there." And he points with his cigar at the restaurant across the street. And I said, "No, I was two doors down at the cleaner's."
Is that the cleaner's with the bookie joint in the back?
Yeah, that's the one.
So is that what they mean?
About what?
Being taken to the cleaner's?
That's the place.
So, anyway, the little guy with the big cigar says to me, "You ever eat over there?
The restaurant?"
Right. So I said, "Yeah, maybe once or twice." And he says, "What do they got?" And the big guy, who has been silent all this time, says, "Hamburgers, potatoes, and meatballs."
And?
I thought it sounded kind of poetic.
Hamburgers, potatoes, and meatballs?
Yeah.
That's the story?
Yeah.
That's no story.
I just told it.
A story has got to say something. It's got to do something.
Says who?
I don't know. Probably the Greeks. You know, Plato.
What did Plato ever say about hamburgers, potatoes, and meatballs?
I once bet on a horse named Plato.
But not potato.
You don't want to bet on a horse named hamburger.
That is not a good bet.
What about meatballs?
I'd never bet on a meatball.
Me neither.
There are no sure bets in life.
Yeah, except that one day, it's all gonna end.
See? I told you. Just like a good story.
I'll give you that.
I'll take it.
Cheers.